Red Across America Week being celebrated at Hampton Dumont March 2nd through the 6th, as they've had readers from across the area, across the community, coming in to volunteer to read to students through several grades. And right now we're joined by elementary principal Beth Frenchick, also joined by some fourth graders that are avid readers. That's Coy Schreck, Dexter Hofer, and Amara Nuss. All right. And Beth, I want to start with you because you've reached out to us before. Some of my coworkers have come down here to read to.
Yes.
So just kind of explain to our audience how important this is to get the community involved and do things like this.
Well, we absolutely love having people from the community here in our school. It's important for our students to see community members and also for anyone from the community to see the work that our kids are doing every day. We work very hard. Our kids are working nonstop to improve their reading skills. And it's just a really great opportunity for them to hear from people outside of our walls.
And so reading about this, Dr. Seuss, that's an author that every generation knows. I knew him. I mean, he's been gone over 30 years, but his birthday's March 2nd, so
yes.
This kind of coincides with that. So I'm guessing Dr. Seuss gets implemented this week as well?
Yes, there tends to be some Dr. Seuss. We do some dress-up days that align with some of the Dr. Seuss books as well. So just trying to make the week a lot of fun for kids.
And before I get to the kids, can you explain then all, you know, activities? You mentioned the dress-up days.
Yes.
Besides, obviously, members of the community coming in, but other activities that take place during the week?
Sure, yes. So we do dress-up days. So, for example, Monday was Wear Your Favorite Hat for Cat in the Hat Day. Today is Crazy Sock Day. So we just try to make it fun, things that are easy to do. Nobody has to go out and buy anything fancy, just kind of a fun way. Oh, you have your crazy socks on too. That's great. that's fantastic. We had people from the community come in. We also have had some virtual readers. We had one yesterday, and I think maybe the kids will tell a little bit about him. And I also have a former Hampton grad and a friend of mine who is serving in the military in Washington, D.C. that will be calling in for one of the classes tomorrow. So that's really neat.
Well, you are getting a lot of people involved. It's just not just people that are currently living in Hampton. It's people that have
Correct.
Been here. And you mentioned it was Darryl Williams Jr. that came
yes.
on Wednesday. So
yes.
I guess I'll throw it over to the first one here. I'll go my left to right here. Coy, talk about why maybe this week is fun for you, first of all.
We get to see all of the readers that come to read to us, and it's like dress-up week, so that's what I think is fun.
And do you have a favorite book or books or maybe a favorite author that you like to read?
I like a lot of football books.
I can agree with that. And what's been your favorite dress-up day?
Probably the Crazy Sock Day.
Crazy Sock Day? Okay. Now, do mine pass then or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, let's see. Today is Crazy Sock Day. Yesterday on Wednesday was backwards mismatched clothes. Boy, that would have been interesting
there
to see.
Crazy outfits.
Crazy outfits. Okay. We'll go next to Dexter Hofer. So if you want to pass the mic there. Dexter, first of all, tell us why you kind of like this week and having community members come in to read to you.
I think it's really cool that other people that don't live here, we get to meet them and they can read to us.
So I asked Coy this, but do you have a favorite author or favorite book? He said football books. What's your favorite kind of book or author?
My favorite book is What Lives in the Woods. I read it in third grade. I don't really remember the author.
What's your favorite book? Now, which one of the dress-up days was your favorite?
Probably Wear Your Favorite Color or Tie-Dye Day.
That was on Tuesday. Okay. All right. Now, next we'll go to Amara Nuss, another fourth grader. Tell us why you enjoy this week here, Amara.
I enjoy it because we get to see all the people who get to come out and come here to read stories to kids and share, like, what the theme kind of is of the book.
Now, do you have a favorite book or author that you like to read up on?
I really like to read some I Survived books.
Okay. I'm learning something. I've never heard of that, but that's a generation gap more than anything. What was your favorite dress-up day then, Amara?
My favorite dress-up day was Wear Your Favorite Hat Day.
That was on Monday to start off, so all right. Beth, I'll go back to you again. As an elementary principal, how important is it to get students reading at such a young age? Because sometimes it's a lost art with today's digital society, if you will, but I still
yeah.
There's so much to gain from it. Explain the importance.
Oh, yes, and you're right. Sometimes reading has become maybe second thought to some people because we think that technology is the way to go. But reading is incredibly important. It actually sets us up for success as an adult. It's an indicator of the graduation rate, so the early earlier students learn to read and read well, the better chance of them graduating and going on to either schooling or a good job after graduating. We work really hard here and always trying to improve our practices and helping our students learn to read. We have implemented some new curriculum that's really focused on phonics, and we've seen really great results from that already for our younger students. And we just want to set our kids up for success and for them to see that, you know, reading doesn't stop when you leave school. You know, everyone loves to read, so.
I do see a Caitlin Clark book. All three of you read Caitlin Clark books yet or not?
Yeah.
McCoy? Amarius? Okay, yeah. What about you, Dexter? Have you read any Caitlin Clark books?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. Yeah. I just noticed that. Charlotte's Web is to my left, too. That one That one goes way back. That one I have read. So.
That's one of my favorites. Yep. Yeah. Yep. We have some books over here. Some of the I Survived books that Amara was talking about. Those feature some event in history, and it tells the story about the historical event and maybe how someone could have lived through that. So.
I was into Spiderwick when I was kind of fifth and sixth grade anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And many of you kids maybe got hold of those books yet or not.
The Spiderwick.
Maybe it tells how old I am, too. I don't know what it does, but Spiderwick was up there for me. You mentioned Darrell Williams Jr. was the speaker on Wednesday. Do any of you kids want to explain how interesting that was for him to be the virtual speaker, virtual reader for you guys on Wednesday? Any of you?
Amara?
I think it was kind of cool because you get to, like, see how his past kind of was, like Steph Curry's past, because I think it was based off his past and how he became a basketball player.
Very good stuff there. So I'm going to put you in the spotlight here again, Beth.
Sure.
How many different community members have come in, whether that's virtual or here?
I wish I knew that number exactly for you. I can get it for you.
Okay.
I bet we're probably close to 40.
Okay.
40 different people. So,
and that's every day of the week, March 2nd through the 6th, though.
Yes.
Is that spread out through 5 days? So you're getting about 8-ish readers a day then?
Well, it just kind of depended on their schedule. So I just sent out some information to them, and they told me what their work schedule was and when they were available, and I assigned them to a class. Some of them wanted to read to someone they knew.
Oh, okay.
They might have a grandchild or a friend that's in a class. So, you know, we did our best to make sure they could read to people that they knew. And
that's through all elementary grades, per se?
Yes,
then?
I did preschool through fourth grade.
All right,
yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Again, we're joined by Beth Frenchek, elementary principal at Hampton Dumont, also joined by some fourth graders, Coy Schreck, Dexter Hofer, and Amara Nuss, as we talk about Read Across America Week at HD. That is observed March 2nd through the 6th. That kind of coincides with Dr. Seuss' birthday on March 2nd. And anything else you would like to add, Beth, or maybe some of the kids would like to add about Reading Across America Week?
Should we share about how Darrell was talking about your superpowers?
Go ahead, Coy.
I think he was talking about superpowers, like everybody has a talent, so everybody's special in a different way.
Very good. That's very true.
Very good.
All right. Well, Beth, anything else you'd like to add about this week? Appreciate you having us here to talk about this. It's nice to get the fourth grader's perspective, too, but anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to thank all of our volunteers for coming in and being willing to read and take a chance with some of our kids and just spend some time with us. And you know, we're always looking for volunteers that might be interested in helping in our schools, and they can reach out to me, and I'd be happy to talk with them about some opportunities that they might be interested in.
All right, very good. Before I go too, how many years have you done this? Is this another on-the-spot question?
No,
I should have prepared some of this.
This is my third year as principal here.
Okay, and that's how long you've been doing this then?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, Beth, thanks a lot for having us here, and also the fourth graders, thanks for talking on the radio. Might have been the first time, but now that you have a chance to, you do it down the road, I guess. So
yeah.
Thanks for having us here, though, Beth.
Yeah, thank you.